Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Saturday Coffee Tea with me. And I've got not only my coffee, but I've got my ginger ale. Happy today to announce that Tina Turner, back from her farewell tour in Europe, couldn't make it. But she sent her cousin, whose name is Tina, and Tina was once a community member and now on her way to multiple years of wellness and little setbacks here and there and a little bit of emotional stress going on right now. Good morning, Nancy. Good morning, Yolanta. What did I tell you,
Tina? Good morning.
Good morning, yes.
Yeah, the bell just will keep going now. So,
right.
As I was saying, Tina has graciously said she'd come back and answer some pointed questions to give her direction. So she did not have to have any anxiety whatsoever over the call. So, with all of that being said, let me start by saying welcome, Tina, and thank you for being willing to come back and share with us.
Of course, thank you.
All right, so the first question I would put to you, and most people want to know, inquiring men certainly want to know, how did you find this website way back when?
So I believe it is 2017.
Hold on. You want a date? I'll give you the exact date.
Okay.
Hang on 1 second now. I have to scroll down through the Morgellons folder to the T's. All right, hold on. We'll just get to A, E. Where's an I? Give me an I. Comes after H, man. Keep going. Ah! Uh-huh. All right, I found it. And the first time we communicated was October 4th, 2016, young lady.
Okay, off just a year. Okay. So I got sick in 2012, and I researched probably like all of us on the internet what this is. Was led down quite a few rabbit holes in desperation, and then I was at work one day, and I had a call into the Charles Holman Foundation, and I had a call into Mel, and Mel called me back immediately, and that was the beginning of our relationship and me getting well. And so I had a great conversation with Mel. I was extremely raw because, as we are, exhausted from trying to get help. I finally talked to somebody, Mel, that knew what I was talking about, and kind of from that point just pointed me in the direction of how to get well.
Okay. And what was the deciding factor that made you, you know, say, okay, I'm going to go with this particular situation?
I think that it was just talking to somebody that really knew what I was going through and the validation of it and not being dismissed and knew all of it and educated me on kind of talking me off the ledge of hysteria and with a protocol. And with how to do it, it wasn't all in that phone call, but mostly the fact that I was talking about it and was validating and knew what I was talking about. And I finally got to rest a little bit in my mind and trust that somebody was going to help me.
Okay, so I always claim to be quick. I grew up in a place where you needed to be fast, or you were last.
Right.
So it's not unusual that I would return a call fairly quickly. I'm glad it was me.
Me too.
Because I really, you know, I've had my issues with the Holman Foundation over the years, where I remember first they claimed I never was sick, and then they claimed I was never well. And the only issue I really ever had with them was that they were trying to, like, you know, buddy up the Big Pharma and the government.
Right.
And Big Pharma and the government are probably two of the main reasons we're all in this mess.
Absolutely.
But the final blow was that they had this meeting in this big hall once a year. And they bring people from all over the country that have the disease into the same banquet room. And to me, that always seems, well, why would you want to go mingle with everyone else who's sick? That doesn't
right.
make any sense. So I just, you know, never been a big fan. But I'm glad you got here. I'm glad you kind of felt comfortable. You listened. I mean, you know, in those days we coached, okay? And I think that coaching is a big entity. You know, if you can get coached through this mess, it helps eradicate the fear sooner. And once you get rid of the fear, you can start really ingesting the information.
Right. So that's where I was. I was actually ready to buy my tickets for that foundation meeting in Texas, and that's when you called me. I literally was going to book my tickets that day for my husband and I to go. So we talked, and my memory is it was kind of the validation and then the trust, and then it was like, because I already have the desperation. So then it was like, okay, so what do we do? And then, you know, obviously you start going into the sum of the parts, the coaching, the protocol, the being involved in the community. And that should be, for all of us in the beginning anyway, it's a lifeline. And because everybody, the family, the friends, everybody's heard all the crazy stories from me. They don't want to hear it anymore, and this was a safe place to do all of that.
Okay. I often tell today's group that they don't communicate with one another enough, and in the past it has shown that communication amongst the people, the community members, was very beneficial for them to not feel alone, to not feel crazy, because everyone who has this knows exactly what we're talking about. And then to create relationships that could last, you know, for a very long time. I mean, I know people who are friends for 8 and 10 years, okay, and I still talk to people, okay, who got well 8, 10, 12, 14 years ago.
Right.
Okay. When I think of the first person I ever helped in Australia, okay, was this woman with this little boy, and now that little boy is a pro soccer player in Australia. Whoa!
Yeah.
So, I mean, hey.
What I wanted to say, though, Mel, was that on that topic, yes, being involved with the community online or these phone calls is critical. But for me, even more importantly than that is, like I said, I've been in the 95% club now for years, and I've become complacent, I will say, in the community online. But when something came up as of recent, I was able to get a hold of you, and the business at hand was handled within 5 minutes. And that's a huge bit of insurance with this thing.
Okay, well, people who got well here and hang in there, and when they were here before, they contributed in many ways. If they come to me for help, I'm probably never going to say no.
Right.
Okay, it's just not my way. I mean, everyone thinks, oh, he's tough. He's a bear. Well, wake me up and you'll find out. You're right. But the rest of the time, you know, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't tell you all the story about yesterday. It's my beautiful 64 degrees in my zero recliner with tanning like crazy. I mean, it was so wonderful. I took my 2-hour break between morning and afternoon shift tanning. Now, this morning I wake up, okay, 64 degrees. It's 9 degrees and we had 11 inches of snow while I was asleep. It is a whopping 13 degrees right now, and I have the blinds closed because it's blinding. It's a whiteout. So anytime you want to go extremes, come visit. I'll make you a nice chicken parm dinner, but I can't guarantee the weather.
Yeah.
All right, let me welcome in Dale. Dale, good day, and welcome. Dale finished second in our most recent contest for Natural Genesis Clean Green. What do you say there? What, he's one of my three musketeers. My three musketeers, I'm going to lose them all by Christmas. Come in, Dale.
Hey, Mel. Hey, everyone. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Do you have a question for Tina?
Just wondering, it's good to hear from you, Tina. Good to know that you're better. Just wondering what you follow as far as your diet today. Are you still really strict with everything?
Truth be told, no. And do I feel it? Yes. I'm back on again as of 2 days ago, definitely more strict. It's easy to blame the holidays, you know, making Christmas cookies, all this stuff, but definitely pay for it every time. Not to the extreme in the beginning when I was really sick, but it lets me know immediately it's not happy. So I'm back on the diet. I'm back on silver. I like the silver. I know Mel likes the copper, but I like silver. And then, of course, my protocol has never stopped since 2016.
Okay, well, like I tell people, okay, and I always tell them that when you get well, I waited for 5 years before I started cheating. And I cheat in what I call moderation.
Yeah.
And my weakest thing has to be chocolate cake and ice cream. Okay, now, but, I mean, these are rare things. If you do a lot of this, you're going to go back to the same thing that you got here. Because, now, also, I think Tina has to mention at this time that recently there's been a very large amount of stress. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
I mean, that was the first thing I picked up in your voice when you called.
And that I'm gonna give that first place. when I get stressed out, I think that's even more than when I pay for eating bad. Thank you for bringing that up.
Well, no, the two things that kill the most, and stress.
Right.
You put them two together, and you're gonna have a rough time holding on to that great health that you were striving for and had for many years until you let loose. You know what I mean?
Right.
All right. Before you go, they want you to sing one of your favorite songs. No.
Me? That's not going to happen, Mel.
No, I know that. Don't worry, I know. All right, does anybody have any questions? Let's go around the room real quick. Mary, question for Tina.
No, I'm listening in.
Okay, well, hey, you know, you come here and you get the truth, whether you like it or not, but it's a reminder. You cannot not learn how to deal with stress. because stress is really, might be worse than sugar. I'm not really sure anymore, because we find that people are so quiet these days, and it's because most of them are stressed out or terrified. All right, Nancy, any questions? Oh, hey, Tina.
Yeah.
This one, Nancy, had so many things wrong, she was ordering a hearse.
I get that. I've been there.
Okay, so she was doing great until she had to go back to the doctors to get checked up. Every time they go there, the doctor, they want her to do something else. I have to keep telling her, no, try this, no, try that. Don't take that, it has side effects.
So can I ask a question to Nancy with keeping it PG rated? Like, what were some of the things you were going back to the doctor with?
Cancer,
heart problems. They found heart problems. I didn't know I had any. I also had what started all mine. They took a blood clot out of my arm, and after that, everything just went haywire. I was not functional hardly at all.
That's when she got sick, Tina, in the hospital while they took out a blood clot,
right.
Something.
Right.
Yeah. That's why I tell people, do not go to the hospital and avoid the doctor at all costs.
Right.
No.
I do believe that. I have, Nancy, they found an aneurysm in my heart last September. And I'm with Mel. I just, even so, all of this, if we stay healthy by the protocol, by diet, by community, I think it does much better than getting fed, pills. And yes, I do take a blood pressure medicine. I'm not crazy about it, but
time out. When I was still living in Reno, the person who lived below me, what became my Bible teacher, and he also baptized me for my second baptism, okay, in Reno. But his wife had been on blood pressure medicine, and I had been on blood pressure medicine for about 5 years. But they kept changing the blood pressure medicine because they keep finding with each new one that the side effects could be devastating. So she told me that she got off of blood pressure medicine by taking something called beet juice. So she sent me to a website called Human N, and I haven't had any prescription drugs since 2015 or 16. And my blood pressure is mostly amazing in the mid-120s, high-120s, over 72. 4, 3, 5, and they take my blood pressure more than once because they can't believe I'm this old and my blood pressure is that way.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because I am not very happy about doing this. I want something more natural and diet.
Hey, I have 5 to 7, 8, 10% of the people on this website are on the Human End. Okay, beet powder. It makes the juice. I drink it every day. They also make gummies. I take them with me when I go on my days off. And I mean, Nancy had issues, and we got her on it. And there are other people, I don't know which ones are here, that might be taking the Human End product. But I mean, you can read all about it, and I can certainly send you an email with the website. You don't want to be on a prescription blood pressure medicine, but you're going to have to sort of wean your way off of one and onto the other. That's how I did it.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I would like that, Mel.
Okay, well, I will do that while we go around the room. Nancy, why don't you continue to tell her? Because, you are a train wreck. The only one who was ever sicker than you when I met him with multiple things was Peter.
Okay. Well, one thing that they did.
The fact is that you're almost 100% well, except for a little bit of line ball, which just refuses to let go. I mean, man, every time I call you, you're cleaning this, you put a door here, you got a new sink, you're out doing this, cutting down trees. I mean, geez, I can finally hardly find you anymore.
Yeah, thank goodness.
But, thanks a lot.
Well, it's a good thing. But
the main thing
would, I mean, I don't go to doctors just to be going. That's something I was not raised in. I was raised in a good Christian home where prayer and being anointed with oil was enough. We didn't need the doctors. But with my doctor found when I just went in to get my routine checkups that I had a heart murmur about a year ago, somewhere in that range, and I've never had one. But she sent me to some kind of technical person to redo it to make sure that her machines was correct, and they were. Well, they signed me up with a heart doctor. They said that they couldn't listen or find anything wrong, but they put a heart meter on me for a week, and for 4 days to begin with. And then it was picking up, like in the daytime, my blood pressure would be really high. Then at night when I would go to sleep, it would drop down to like the bottom number, like the 35. And so that was too low. And they adjusted my blood pressure medicine some and let it go with that. Well, then when they redone it again, I kept having the same problems. So they got me wear the heart monitor for a month. And that was the same thing they found, that my blood pressure in the daytime would be like 180 over 85. But at nighttime, the bottom number would drop down to 35. And I'd wake up in the morning when I'd wake up, and I'd be freezing, but I could get up and get moving around, and I'd feel okay. And they said that they really couldn't figure out what was going on. And for me to, if I got dizzy or felt like I was going to fall or had other symptoms, to call them and let them know. Well, I haven't had any other symptoms, and that's getting better slowly. But I have to go back Tuesday to my regular doctor, which I've been going to for a long time, and she knows I'm not a person that wants to take a lot of medicine, and I like natural things. So she really works with me, and that I appreciate. But it's still an everyday thing, and I don't think it really has anything to do with what we were dealing with, that may be a side effect that did some damage somewhere, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then at night, when I try to go to sleep, the pressure in the top of my head is real strong. I can feel it like pulsing. So I don't know, but Mel and I are working on it and trying to do it. But in the middle of the day, anywhere from about 11 or 12 o'clock until I get ready to go to bed, I feel fine. But then when I try to go to sleep, it's hard for me to go to sleep. So, you know, I don't worry about it anymore. That's the main thing. And I gave all them worries to God, and I really don't worry about them anymore. I get up and do what I can do. And I have an excellent husband that works with me, and we try to do things together. Because when I got sick, I was sick. Or, Mel, what was it, about 12 or 14 years I found you?
Yeah,
and,
unfortunately.
I was non-functional, and I did the same thing everybody else did. Look for everything anywhere I could find to find something about what was going on, because we went to University of Charleston Hospital. We went to doctors here, infectious doctors and everything else. And I even had one dermatologist tell me I was crazy to get out of her office, the same thing that happens to all of us. And somebody got in touch with me that really made things a lot worse by telling me to use products that I'd never used in my life, and it just about destroyed my home. So now we're having to redo so much of our home to get it put back together, where we damaged things in the house, and plus trying to get rid of the little black specks and the little flying things and stuff that you get in your house that we're still cleaning out, which is probably 90% better now than it's ever has been. But it's just a constant thing and worry. With you, 100% makes it 10 times worse. And every now and then I'll eat something, you know, that's off my diet, but I try to stay stricter on that. And, you know, I did back during the holidays come off of it a little bit because we went to Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner at my daughter's house. And since then, though, it didn't really, could not tell any effect from what I did eat. But since then, I've really buckled down and tried to even get stricter about that, so I won't be going backwards. But the main thing that I really had trouble with, and it really bothered me, is because I was a nurse and then worked trained delicatessen manager for the health department thing, was being able to get my house back where I felt comfortable in it, that it was clean enough that I didn't have to worry because of the black specks and the dust and stuff. That was my main fear, and we're, you know, working on that, but I don't worry about it anymore. But did you have any trouble with the things in your home, or?
Oh, yeah. I moved 3 times. The black the flying things, all that stuff. Just the constant cleaning, constant cleaning. I just am sitting here listening to you, and it brought me back. And I was like, oh, gosh, I don't miss that.
No, that's what Mel tells me. He says, I think y'all just need to move. And but we've lived here for 30-something years. We live out in the country, and I have 3 grandsons that love to come out here and stay and visit, and one of them wants to move out here beside us eventually. And, right. You know, so we don't want to go that route if we don't have to. And I know God can heal anything, and I listen to Mel and try to do what he tells me to do other than moving. But if it ever comes to that point where things get back worse, then I'll face that when I have to. And I'm 77 and my husband's 78, so, you know, who knows what we'll be facing. But my daughter bought me ozone machines, and I've been using them. And thankfully, I won the thank gallon of the Clean Green, which when my husband had to go ahead and retire because the VA damaged his eye and he was going blind in it. And so he's been home with me, and, you know, we do about everything together, and it's helped a lot. He hasn't had no problems with none of it, but he don't understand that I'm always wiping up the black specks, wiping everything off, you know, and just get, but I've always cleaned things. And I hate to even see a black spot.
Did you do the MSM? Is that what it is, Mel? The one with the liquid?
No. It was called MMS then, and today it's called WPS.
Okay, yeah. That's the only thing that killed it for me.
What, in the house? Or?
Yes, because it killed what was in me creating it, and then, after I herxed, it was down about 90%, and then I honestly haven't had issue that I can remember. When I herxed, I think that was 2017 maybe. No fun, but it's powerful.
Yeah, I still use that. I mix a quart of it up a day because I take my protocol 3 times a day. And so I end up, as far as taking it with my medicine, about 3 times, I drink about almost a quart of it a day. And I spilt some one day.
Wait. A quart of what?
Right.
The purified water.
Okay.
The acid.
No, she's talking about purified water. you're talking about WPS. Two different things. Okay, good. I didn't want her
that's
to...
The one.
Yeah, okay. That would be way too much, but it's okay. I knew what she meant.
Yeah. But everything else is, you know, keeps getting better. And I spilled some of the WPS one day on the floor where we took the carpet up and we put in tile, laminated floor, like, back in it. But, I mean, it's got a bacteria coating in it and everything. But it, where we had took the carpet up and, you know, how your floor will get, looks like it's got dirt where sand and things have sifted through carpet. We took all our carpet out, and where I spilled it, it turned that part of the floor pure white almost. It just ate up all the dirt and sand and whatever was had sifted down into the floor part.
I believe it.
Yep. So, but everything, you know, is 90-something percent better. We on that last spell thing of it, and, you know, I'm just glad my husband never got affected by it. And sometimes he gets a little frustrated with me because if I see him, I'm always sweeping or mopping over, using the Swifter mop to go over my floors all the time, or vacuuming to keep everything off the floor, because you track stuff, you know, from one room to the other.
Yeah, so I'm grateful.
Working on that.
Yeah, my husband didn't get it, thankfully, too. Or my kids. And I, you know, that fear in the beginning and stuff, I didn't want to be around anybody or anything. I don't know.
I was that way too, and I didn't want anybody to come out here. And a lady from our church, they was going to bring us supper one night, and I was afraid for them to come. And I told her, well, there was a lot of things that I couldn't eat, and, you know, that it was okay. And because you just, my best friend came, and I mean, everybody's come to my house. I had a great niece that come and stayed with us for about 2 weeks. My grandson's come and stayed. And nobody's ever caught anything from us or from the house or from anything, and I'm thankful for that, because that was one of my worst fears of somebody else getting what I had, and I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
Me too.
All righty.
I'm so glad you're doing better. Thank you for coming on the call.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
And if you ever need to call or want to talk, I'm always open to anybody calling me in any way I can help anybody.
And same here. Same here.
It's been a battle.
Us old timers were made of the right stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So now, Yolanda, do you have any questions for Tina? What happened to your lamp? Hold on. Yolanda, are you with us?
Yes, I am. I was just listening.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Gail, welcome again. And any other questions at this time?
No, I don't have any other questions at this time. I appreciate you coming on and sharing your story, Tina.
Thank you, Dale. Thank you so much. And just God bless you all, and God bless all of us. I don't know what I would have done without this website and Mel, the coaching, the protocol. I don't know that I'd even be here, to be honest with you. I know I'm probably not supposed to say that, Mel, but it changed everything.
No, there are a lot of people who will often tell me that, and, you know, hey.
It gives you strength. It gives you a lot of inner strength to listen to others in the same misery and how to help each other.
No, that's why I try to tell everyone, I wish they would communicate in the forum more often with one another. Because in the old days,
even though
that was the norm.
Yep, even though I'm doing a lot better and stuff, I still like to come on Saturdays because we still have a lot that we need to know and we learn from others. Like, there's stuff here that I hear every Saturday. I'll pick up one or two things and I write it down. And it reminds me or refreshes my memory of the past where we used to use this all the time and we just fell off or stopped, you know?
Hey, I always say it is what it is and you can only do the very best. And, you know, I told a 40-pound red-tailed hawk that if I didn't die, I was going to do this the rest of my life. And lo and behold, I'm still here. And at the ripe old age of 79, I beat pneumonia without going to the hospital.
Well, I'm 71, and I am not taking any kind of meds. I've never had to take any meds because it's always been down to basics for us. Cook from scratch, use water instead of oil to cook with, you know, all this. Back to what we
did. No, in the old days, it was simpler. There was a lot less untruths. I mean, it's just people will do anything for money today. All right. Let's see. Nancy, anything else you want to add?
No, Herbert. I'm glad you're better and working on getting better again. And I'll be praying for you.
All right. So, I've been remiss. I woke up, I was so depressed when I saw 11 inches of snow because I knew I wasn't going to get out of here to do some things today after the call. So I spent most of the morning cleaning. Okay, one of my least favorite things. But I'll be back tomorrow. Okay, we'll be doing prayer fellowship, and we do have good jokes lately. I got to admit, I've been finding some decent jokes. And what else? Oh, next week we have Maria. Okay, now Maria probably came right after Tina, right after them. Let me go check. I'm pretty sure that's right. Yeah, I think you were leaving and she was coming. And she has been fighting this a long time. In the beginning, she couldn't have a whole lot of control, I think, on the fear. Okay, which is understandable, okay? Not all of us are, you know, a little nuts, so they don't understand fear like someone I know. Let's see here. Maria. I will not start singing the song from West Side Story. All right, let's see. Oh, wait a minute. I said, I mean, there it is. All right, when did she come? Yeah, 18. New to the program, September 14th, 2018. Now, she claimed about a year ago she was ready to do the happy dance. Now, she has two or three children and a husband. But the husband lost his job sometime a year ago, or maybe 14 months or something. And she had to go back to work, and that just put her back. So although she threatened about a year ago to do the happy dance call, she's ready now, and we're looking forward to it. Because all those who work and have children take minimum 3 years. And sometimes even longer. But those who don't give up hope ever, they get well eventually. Okay, Maria's going to be here about 7 years and she never quit giving up. So, the following week, we're going to have Dr. Edward Griffin, who used to work for Sovereign Silver and Sovereign Copper. And then he went out on his own. He's an MD who practices holistic medicine. And I call him Big Ed, okay? I've never met him. I'm not sure how tall he is, and I think. But he's most responsible for my ability to recover from pneumonia without going to the hospital, because he told me exactly what 3 pills I needed and to get a nebulizer and start nebulizing. And I did. And it worked. No hospital, no bill. I don't think the whole thing cost me $50.
Mel, what did you nebulize?
NAC.
Okay.
If I can chime in on that, too, with all the other flus and everything else going around, too, I do deal with a homeopathic holistic doctor who was MD but now is on practice, and we do the NAC, glutathione, and veracid or veracid. Super helpful for whatever that's worth.
No. NAC is a wonderful product, okay? They're going to try to get rid of it, Big Pharma, okay? But it's still available, and when you nebulize it, you're going to really clean up your lungs.
Yeah.
And that's very important when you're dealing with pneumonia.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Who's that? This is a pet-loving community. Whose doggy is that? Is that Mary laughing?
No, that's Tina laughing.
Oh, are you a dog, Tina?
I have dogs, but that's not them barking.
Oh, okay. All right, because we have, you know, Chrissy's dog, Holly. Okay. All right. Well, I think that's about it for today. Does anybody else have any other questions they'd like to ask before we allow Tina to get about her business? Tina, honey, thank you so very much for coming back and sharing your thoughts and your story with others. We wish you continued success. And you know, Tina, I am never more than a phone call away.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. We got a late arrival. Go ahead, Mary.
I have to go answer the door so I couldn't hear. Tina, you're the one that does the holistic stuff?
I do. I mean, I do the Logos protocol,
yep.
But I also do holistic on... I'm just going to say, I discovered it with when we got sick with COVID. And
yeah.
My daughter used to work for this doctor who was an MD who now practices holistically. And so I get a full script of what I was saying, the NAC, veracid, glutathione, and it's life-changing.
Yep, I do the glutathione. I do the patches.
Yes, ma'am.
And I did that with my husband. He was starting to get a sore throat and everything else, and put him on some eucalyptus and lemon, and put some patches on him for about 3 days. You know, he got over that, and he's 72 years old.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And that's kind of what's cool about our community, too, is we have the basics with Mel, and I don't mean to dismiss that as anything less than everything as far as Morgellons, Lyme. But as we navigate through life and all these other weirdo things coming at us with this community, we can share, you know, what's working, and that's pretty great.
Exactly, because as we get older, we don't produce as much glutathione.
Right.
And so we don't heal like the young people do.
Right.
It takes us longer.
Right, and we like things that work.
Exactly. Even though Mel sometimes wants to be a bear, but he's not. He's just a teddy bear.
He's not.
He's not a teddy bear. But
yeah.
Very knowledgeable, I'll tell you. But
yeah, it's nice to just talk to our community for the like-mindedness and the experience, because the rest of the 99% of people, friends, family, they don't want to hear it. They're tired of hearing it.
whatever. It's just, this is just a by divine intervention, are we all here? I promise you.
I call our website an oasis in the desert.
Yes. Exactly.
No, really, I do. I've felt that way for the longest time. I have this one really nice picture of an oasis in the desert, and I've always looked at the website as that, or a lending library, 16 years. What's going on, kids?
And, you know, and it's just so fitting, oasis in the desert, because, you know, at first, when we first start up with the scrap that we got, it's like a mirage, you know?
Exactly. And it makes you question your own self.
We don't see it. We think we're doing better, but we're not doing better. You know, it's terrible, but you're so right.
Yeah.
Well, everyone, again, I want to thank all of you for attending today, and I hope that you picked up a couple of tidbits that will help you in your journey. And Tina, thank you, darling. Marvelous. Wonderful. Too many words I can say. I don't want to start singing. They'll all hang up.
Yeah.
Goodbye, everybody, and God bless you all. See you tomorrow or next Saturday. What?
All right. God bless you all. I love you guys.
Yeah. Bless
bye,
everybody.
Bye, Tina, and thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.